You are listening to CEO Minutes, brought to you by Offutt Kerman, attorneys at law, your perfect legal partner.
Hi, I'm April Gomez with Charm City Rabbit Hole.
Welcome to our CEO video interview. Glad you could join us. Tell us what your journey was like to get where you are now.
I'll kind of start from the beginning. When I was a child, I used to throw my babysitter's parties. I used to create these crazy immersive worlds of my own with pillows and decorations and all kinds of things when I was a child. Just growing up, I used to throw the craziest parties. We actually had I had about 50 of my closest friends in middle school, and I had about 100 cans of shaving cream. And we covered each other in shaving cream all throughout the yard. I used to throw just crazy parties for all my friends, and I've been doing that since I was a child. And that kind of brings me to now as far as the entertainment business. I love to just get crazy and throw just unbelievable events. And that's really my passion. I really like to immerse people in different worlds, bring my artistic vision into the world for everyone.
And what are some of the interesting household items that you used as a child when you threw these crazy parties or makeup games or what have you? Anything that would be of special interest?
I can turn anything into anything. So, I mean, even if we're sitting in this room, I could definitely make something creative out of it. My brain works, I think, in a lot of different ways than most people. I see the creative in everything and anything, even my food. I'll make different faces in my food, make different, you know, card. I'll use cards and I'll do, you know, these large sculptures with cards. You can really make anything into art, and that's what I do.
So when you were young at the dinner table and your mom said, "Don't play with your food," what was your answer?
Well, I did anyway, of course. I wasn't very good at listening. Getting out of the box and doing different things, even if someone told me not to, is kind of what I like to do.
Give us a little history of Charm City Rabbit Hole and how that came to be.
Sure. About 3 years ago, I went to a space called 29 Rooms in New York. And basically, I got there, I wasn't sure what to expect. The line of people wrapped around the building and went two blocks down. So obviously, this was a very popular event to go to. People that I was standing in line with were from London. They traveled all around the world just to see this event. And once we got inside, it was basically just art and 29 rooms that you can immerse yourself into. You can take pictures. And people ate this stuff up. They loved it. And it was definitely right down my alley. Like I said, I can create anything out of anything as far as art goes. And as soon as I walked in, I knew this was something that I could be a part of and wanted to create myself and I could do. So I kind of ran with it. And for the last 3 years, I've been kind of just building up Charm City Rabbit Hole and getting us out there. So.
And explain your vision for Charm City Rabbit Hole. So from a visual perspective, what does it look like?
Sure. I won't give you all the details because we want to keep a little bit secret. But basically, it's going to be surrounded. We're going to have about 15 different rooms kind of immersed into an enchanted forest. So in this enchanted forest, there'll be secret passageways and tunnels and slides that bring you into another world. I'll give you a little hint into some of those rooms. One room you can actually swing from a chandelier into a large ball pit. And this is for adults and children, of course. But we'll also have a room that I actually have been collecting records since I was a kid. And we'll have a room made of vinyl records. We'll have a slide that you can slide through made of completely vinyl records. We'll have a chandelier in there made of just all the vinyl records I've been collecting. So I'm excited to build the space. I have a lot of ideas.
When it comes to your company, what are you most proud of?
As far as what I'm most proud of, basically the team, I think, that we've built. We have architects who actually help design Port Discovery. We have interior designers throughout the Baltimore area. I've picked up a large group of artists that are just ready to work, ready to build, ready to design. And we work very well together. We just have a lot of good creative people on our team, and I'm very proud of them.
Speaking of people on your team, what excites these people to work with you on this project?
There's nothing like it in Baltimore. And I think just being, we want to be part of the artistic community. We want to help artists in the Baltimore area. A lot of the artists in the area are actually moving on because there are no jobs in Baltimore for artists. So we want to help artists. We want to pay them well. We want to give them a kind of an open book and just be creative and do what they love.
What can you describe what stage you're in right now with Charm City Rabbit Hole?
Sure. Right now, we're looking to sign a lease in Highlandtown, probably in about next month. We are still in funding process, so we definitely are looking for funding. And next step after we sign a lease, we'll probably get really into the design aspect. We have kind of a base design, but we'll be working with our architects to kind of get the structural design and exactly where the rooms will be and so forth.
What kind of response and reaction do you get from people when you describe Charm City Rabbit Hole?
Usually their eyes light up. Whether it's a little kid or, you know, an 80-year-old, they really just light up. They're like, oh, I want to go to that. You know, that sounds exciting. I have yet to really encounter anyone who isn't intrigued by it, because it is so new. It is so different. So most people really light up when I describe it.
And any reason why Baltimore?
I've lived in Baltimore for about 15 years, on and off, and it's my home. And I see a lot of people here, a lot of creative people, and I really think it just has the niche that we're looking for as far as art.
And how do you spend your day these days?
Well, right now I'm just working on Charm City Rabbit Hole, trying to get funding. I also have a 4-year-old little girl that I'm raising as well, so that keeps me busy on the side. Raising funds for Charm City Rabbit Hole.
So what do you see as the, 2 years from now, where is Charm City Rabbit Hole? What is your visualization? Where do you see yourself in Charm City Rabbit Hole 2 years from now?
2 years from now, I want to be a staple in Baltimore. I just want people to know, you know, if they think of Baltimore, they think of Charm City Rabbit Hole.
What will the message be to people? What will people be thinking about? And, you know, how will you get this growth to become sort of a household brand in Baltimore?
I think once people actually experience it, and once the word gets out that we're actually there and what we have to bring to the table, I think it's just going to bring people in droves. And I think we're going to be changing up the space as well. So every 6 months to a year, you'll get to see something new, something that you can immerse yourself into, a different world. So we'll always be keeping people in and out.
Would you want to discuss your top challenge right now?
I'd say our top challenge right now is just to get people believing in the business, get people believing in our team. I'm very confident in myself and the team, but just to get people to believe in us that we can build something amazing for Baltimore is our challenge right now.
What turning points or people have influenced your career as an artist and entertainer?
Just as far as people who have just changed my viewpoint on things, people who think outside the box, not necessarily anyone in particular. Anything that puts a smile on your face, usually entertainment. I like to dive into different things that are completely out of the ordinary. Like just going to Light City in Baltimore, just to seeing, you know, all of the creative ideas and things that people can come up with nowadays, you know, as far as that goes.
Is there a particular celebrity or artist or someone that you really admire?
I would say probably maybe David Bowie. He's just someone who thinks outside the box, is not scared of the world. He's not scared to show who he is as a person, and I just admire that.
Is there something that most people don't know about you that you'd like to share?
I'm sure there's a lot of things. I guess one thing that maybe comes to mind is I was a showgirl in Vegas, and not a lot of people know that about me.
Well, that's interesting. I can't say I know any showgirls from Vegas. And what do you like to do when you're not working?
My favorite thing to do when I'm not working is definitely be with my family. I love to travel. I love to create things. I do a lot of things for my friends, as far as like I do surprise by design. So I'll do kind of like where they used to like do Trading Spaces, which I was actually on that show when it came to Baltimore. But I'll do like surprise by design for my friends. I just love to make people happy and use my creative talents to do so.
What would you say is the one word that describes you best?
Probably unpredictable. Give you an idea, I surprised my coworker for his birthday. We actually surprised him with Elvis. He actually came in and sang to him. I've also, anyone I work with on a daily basis knows that I definitely can surprise you. I like to bring in Nerf guns to work and shoot people just out of the ordinary things that you wouldn't think that I would do, but definitely unpredictable.
So you describe Charm City Rabbit Hole very well for us. Describe your other business as your general entertainment business and some of the things that you have done and you can do.
Sure, I'll start with Charm City Rabbit Hole. Basically, it's an immersive art experience. The easiest way to describe it is it's actually, instead of going to the movie theater, you're actually walking into the movie itself. So everything around you is the set. You'll have different theater actors around you to kind of immerse you into a different world. And we'll have about 15 to 20 different rooms that you can crawl through and meander through with the underlying storyline that also has to do with Charm City, Baltimore. So we want to keep that, we want to be a little different as far as immersive art and actually keep that Baltimore behind us. We want definitely to be a staple in Baltimore and do that. As far as my entertainment business, I've been doing entertainment for about 12 years. Basically, I do event planning. I'm also the entertainer myself. I do fire dancing, fire eating, balloon twisting, balloon decor. I can make anything out of balloons, anything at all that you can imagine. Basically, it's an art form, so you can sculpt balloons into whatever you'd like. And I kind of took that and ran with it. I also do face painting. Since I'm a painter myself, I actually can just kind of take my acrylic paints, and I don't do that on the face, but I do face painting, so I get really detailed as far as I can do body painting, different things like that. And I also do henna tattoos, and but yeah, I've been doing that for about 12 years.
Describe what you did before your entertainment business.
Yes, I basically was an interior designer for about 10 years. I worked for a company called Designing Women here in Baltimore, and I worked with them for about 8 years, and the other years of that I basically had my own company. And I just love designing. We actually did Trading Spaces when it came to Baltimore. We helped with their show, which was really fun and exciting. And that's always something to put on your portfolio as well. Good experience. But yeah, I've created residential, commercial, anything you can think of as far as design.
This has been CEO Minutes, brought to you by Offutt Kerman, attorneys at law, your perfect legal partner. For more information and to tell your entrepreneurial story, visit us on the web at ceominutes.com.